It's time for North Posey Viking basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and North Posey Radio.
Here, first quarter. Lloyd. This ball to Hosley, back to Lloyd. Get across the 10-second line there to Toothman. Over to Hosley. In the middle to Coyle. Bounce pass to the back to Hosley. Hosley drives the baseline, decides not to. Looks up her dribble a little too soon, then she gets called for traveling. That's the second turnover in two possessions in a row on Tell City. Lady Viking ball here with 6:42 left in the first quarter. Bender gets the ball inbounds to Heath. Heath back to Bender. Bender gives the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the 10-second timeline. Bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it, and she makes the 2-point basket. 4-0 North Posey leads. 6:23 left here, first quarter. Toothman trying to make a pass, stolen by Heath. Recovered by Weatherholt, and Weatherholt passes to Heath, and Heath made the 2-point basket. And the score now is 6-0 North Posey. And we got a full timeout here by Tell City. 6:14 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 6-0. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight. Or this
.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings, who are 13-6 on the season, against the Tell City Lady Marksmen, who are 10-9 on the year. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. This game will be tipping off in about 6 minutes from now. But both teams on the season, both have winning records. Tell City currently won 3 of their last 4 games, while North Posey's won 5 of their last 6 contests. So both teams are playing pretty good right now. Both of them are going to be in the same sectional, and I'm going to go through that in just a little bit. Sectional pairings come out tomorrow. Between 4 and 6 Central Time, tomorrow on IHSATV.org. I get it right. And we'll find out who North Posey's going to be playing against in their first game of the IHSA state tournament. So look forward to that. Coming into this game, North Posey currently on a 2-game win streak. They beat Princeton on a Tuesday night. Then they played Tecumseh on Thursday night and beat Tecumseh by 30 points in that matchup, 76-46, and got a career high by Alyssa Heath. She had 28 points, and it also noted as well that she's 58 points from the 1,000-point mark barrier of her high school career. So she's got a chance to get that. We got 3 regular season games left, at least 1 sectional game left. So she's got 4 games guaranteed left to score 58 points in. So I think she can do it. So, and but that's where we are. I'm in the research of trying to get some school records here on the North Posey girls basketball, and I'll kind of keep those once I find them and stuff. I will keep those on record on my computer, and also I'll keep a hard copy as well, you know, for down the road as well. But Heath's up there on the scoring list, and we're just not sure exactly where she's at, but we'll get that all straightened up, and once I figure that out, I will announce that on the radio. So, but back to this game. Last game for Tell City was against Perry Central. They defeated them 53-50, while North Posey defeated Tecumseh back last Thursday night, 76-46. Common opponents, Tell City is 5-5, while North Posey is 9-2. Opponents' total record, Tell City is 136-161, while North Posey's total opponents' record is 203-164. Over the last 20 years, these two teams have met 24 times. North Posey's won 13 of the 24 matchups. The last time these two teams met was back on January 20th of 2024, and Tell City won that game by 8 points at 45-37. At home this year, North Posey is 7-2 at home. They're currently 6-3 in the PAC, which is good for fourth place right now. Tell City is 4-6 in the PAC and good for ninth place. They are 3-8. In away games this season. North Posey averages 53 points per game on offense, and they give up 48.2 points per game on defense. As for Tell City, they give up 45.2 points per game on offense and 42.3 points per game on defense. So that's a little bit of a breakdown of both teams so far. Leading the way for North Posey is Alyssa Heath. She averages 15.7 a game. She leads them in scoring, followed by Kylie Bender with 7.1 a game and Ella Weatherholt with 7 a game. Then you have Mallory Lewis with 6.5 and Jazz Ward with 6.4. Also note on Jazz Ward, she's in her in the Princeton game, she scored 14 points, and then in the Tell City game, she scored 13 points. So she scored 27 points in the last two games, so she's averaging about 13.5 a game during that stretch. So her game's actually stepped up a lot. So very impressed with the way Jazz Ward. Ella Weatherholt's also playing very well as too. So both of them have really stepped their game up. As for Tell City, they are led by Reese Ford. She's a senior forward. She averages 12.2 a game, and Ollie Toothman is a sophomore, and she averages 11.3 a game. Then they got Emmy Hosley, averages 8.2 a contest. So those are the three players that lead them in scoring this season. So, but Tell City's a good team, a team you can't overlook, and a team that could make some upsets here in this upcoming state tournament. Starting in about 2 weeks, about a week and a half, actually. So you can't overlook this team. So we're gonna, that's what we got right now. So that's who leads the teams, both the teams. But we're gonna be tipping off soon. Actually, we're gonna have the national anthem soon. Then we're gonna have these starting lineups. So once the national anthem's over, I will be back on the air and I'll bring the starting lineups to you. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland. Pretty live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. Starting lineups for today's game for Tell City. Starting off with them will be sophomore guard number 10, Holly Toothman. Then we got junior forward number 12, Reese Ford. Then we have senior guard number 14, Emmy Tosley. Then we got junior forward number 22, Addison Coyle. And rounding out their starting lineup is senior forward number 24, Presley Lloyd. And they are coached by Doug Lane in his third season with the Marksman, Lady Marksman. Starting lineups for North Posey will go like this. Be junior guard number 3, Mallory Lewis. Junior forward number 5, Kylie Bender. Senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Junior forward number 20, Ella Weatherholt. And junior forward number 23, Jasmine Ward. And Lady Vikings are coached by Kevin Cole. More Posey. Today's going to be wearing a white jerseys with red lettering, while Tell City's going to be wearing the red jerseys with white lettering. So that's what we'll look like today. More Posey, like I said, is the home team on the scoreboard. Tell City's the guest team on the scoreboard, and we're about to tip off. So here we go. This is the third to last game for the Lady Vikings this season. They have this game today, then they play South Spencer on Tuesday night, then they have their season finale on Thursday night when we got to travel to Ferdinand to play the Forest Park Lady Rangers, and that will end the regular season for the North Posey. So that's where we are. Tipping off will be Addison Coyle against Alyssa Heath for the tip-off here, and we're about square away. Here we go, and here it is. Tip off. Tell City won the tip off. Posey got the ball. Gives it over to Reese Ford, number 12. Ford. Pass it over to Lloyd. Out to Posey. Posey back to Ford. Ford hands it off to Posey. Over the baseline to Lloyd. The bounce passes in the middle to Reese Ford. Back out to Lloyd. Over to Hostley. Hostley's right outside the top of the key. So City's trying to get the ball in the middle, but North Posey's defense is playing very well. Middle, they got it in the middle there to Reese Ford, and Ford got called for traveling. So it's going to be a turnover by Tell City. North Posey ball here with 7:18 left, first quarter. Mallory Lewis bringing the ball to court. Tell City playing a full court press. They get it up top to Weatherholt. In the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it, lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 2-0 North Posey. 7:02 left between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. 6:14 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 6-0 over Tell City. Lady Vikings looking good so far here early on. Tell City's had they've had 3 turnovers here just in less than 2 minutes of the game so far. North Posey's defense is really causing fits. So North Posey playing a full court press. Tell City gets the ball inbounds. Toothman over to Lloyd. Lloyd trying to bring the ball to court for Tell City. She gets across the 10-second timeline. And then she loses it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt steals it from her. Weatherholt bounce passes it to Bender. Bender gets across the 10-second line. Bender hands it off to Weatherholt. Weatherholt top the key to Lewis. Lewis still handling the ball for the Lady Vikings down to 5:46. Bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Goes up again, and she makes it. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 8-0 North Posey. He's got four. Ward's got four so far here in North Posey. North Posey almost got the ball back again there just a minute ago. Boy gets the ball across the court. Gives it to Ford. Boy tries to drive the baseline. Gets caught in trap air. Shot by Reese Ford, and we got a foul. That's on number five, Kylie Bender. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going line for two free throw shots will be Reese Ford. Ford takes her first free throw shot and it rolls out. It's no good. Scores 8-0 if you just joined us. 5:19 left here, first quarter. The Vikings lead pretty comfortable, 8-0. And Ford makes her first basket, first point. And Tell City's on the scoreboard now. 8-1 now is the score. Lewis hands it off to Bender. Bender gives the ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt tries to bounce pass it in the middle to Ward, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover by North Posey. In the game for North Posey, substitution is number 14, Addie Murphy, for Paula Weatherholt. North Posey playing a full court press on Tell City. Hopefully gets it to Lloyd. Lloyd gets across 10-second line for Tell City. Lloyd gets bounce pass to Toothman. Toothman over to Ford. Ford takes one dribble, passes it to Hosley. Hosley tries to drive in, but Mallory Lewis put up a wall there in front of her. She can't do nothing. Toothman handling the ball right now. Bounce pass in the – tried to pass it to Ford, but Ward was able to steal it. Lugs bring the ball to court for the Lady Vikings. Lugs drives down the middle there. Goes up for a layup. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lugs. 10-1. North Posey leads by 9. 4:23 left here, first quarter. Hosley got the ball. Passes it back to, from Ford to back to Hosley or to Presley. Ooh, and almost had a travel there on Presley. Rebound covered there by Coyle. And we got an alternating possession arrow. And the possession arrow is going to go to North Posey this time. 4:02 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 10-1 over Tell City. Lewis bring the ball to the court for the Lady Vikings. Gets across the 10-second timeline. Bounce pass in the middle to Heath. Heath drives in there, takes a jump shot, goes up, no good. Rebounded by Hosley. Hosley gets a bounce pass, and Ward almost got it stolen. Toothman was able to recover it. And Toothman couldn't do anything with it, but Tell City called a timeout, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So 3:37 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 10-1 over Tell City. So Lady Vikings looking good here so far. Got a 9-point lead. And got scoring by Heath's got 4 points, Ward got 4 points, and Lugs has got 2. So that's this going on so far. We got other games going on in the PAC today. Also going on today, we got Heritage Hills at Pike Central, Lighthouse at South Spencer, Mount Vernon at Forest Park, Princeton at Tecumseh are the other games in the PAC going on today. So if I get any scores, I will announce those later on. So I'll look at halftime as well. And I'll also go over who the other teams are in at halftime in the same bracket as North Posey at the Forest Park sectional. So we'll go over that as well. So back in the play here. Tell City's going to get the ball. They're going to get the ball back here on their side of the court. Ella Weatherholt's back in the game now for the Lady Vikings. Get in the middle there to Hosley. Hosley banks it up. No good. Missed the basket. Got her own rebound. And she got fouled by Weatherholt, I'm pretty sure. That was on Ella Weatherholt. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. So Emerson Hosley is going to go to line for two shots. And she missed the first one. Hopefully, 0 for 1 there at the lines. Score is still 10 to 1 for Posey. Hopefully, takes the second free throw shot, misses it as well. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. His ball looks back over to Murphy. Murphy tries to bounce pass in the middle there to Heath and loses it. Tell City's got the ball. In the middle to Reese Ford, back out to press to Lloyd. In the middle to Hosley. Hosley banks it off of the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Emerson Hosley. 10-3 is the score now. Lady Vikings up 7. 3:03 left here, first quarter. Keith takes a 3-point shot. Way high. Rebounded by Bender. And Bender just got fouled. Pretty sure by Presley Lloyd was who committed the foul. That's our first personal foul. First personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. So 2:47 left here, first quarter. The Vikings have a 10-3 lead. They're on a baseline to Weatherholt. Weatherholt lost control of it. Tell City got the ball back. Lloyd bringing the ball to court for Tell City. Gives it to Reese Ford. In the middle, baseline there to Hosley. Hosley tried to make a shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Lewis bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. And we got a player down here on the court. So officials, timeout here for a second. We got Emerson Hosley down on the court right now. I don't know what happened. Like she hurt her leg or something here. So both teams going back to their benches right now while they're seeing what's wrong with her, what's wrong with her leg. I didn't even see her fall down. I was looking up the court, the other side there. So, but we got 2:27 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 10-3, and we got an injury on the court right now. So that's where we're at. They're picking her up right now, and she's up and moving. I guess she hurt her ankle, what it looks like, and so because they're carrying her off the court right now. So that was Emerson Hosley. Hopefully she recovers from this. And but in the game now for Tell City is number 30, Lily Toothman. So we got two Toothmans in the game now, Holly Toothman and Lily Toothman now. So hopefully we won't get too confused here on the radio. Raposi got the ball. Lewix passes it over to Heath on the baseline to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball outside 3-point line to Lewix on the baseline to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot. A little too far. No good. Rebounded by Presley Lloyd. And Lloyd. And that's going to be a foul. That's going to be a foul on Kylie Bender. That's her second personal foul. 13 foul a quarter for Raposi. Substitution in the game, number 23, Jasmine Ward, coming in the game for Kylie Bender. So Bender's got two fouls here in the first quarter. Reese Ford bringing the ball to court. Gives it to Ollie Toothman or to Presley Lloyd. Reese Ford takes a 3-point shot, and it's good. 3-point basket by Reese Ford. 10-6 is the score now. Tell City's rattled off the last 5 points of this game so far. Raposi was up 10-1 a little while ago. So Tell City's getting a little more comfortable now on the court. The ball over to Lugs. Lugs just lost the ball. So turnover there by Raposi. Presley Lloyd got the steal. Is the Ford takes a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis bounce pass in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. And Weatherholt got fouled, and she's going to go line for two. So Ollie Toothman was committed to foul. That's going to be Tell City's second personal foul. Toothman's first foul, going in line for two free throw shots, will be Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt's first shot goes up. It's good. 11-6 now is the score.
Yes.
Kaylin Seibert's in the game now for North Posey, number 10. Her first appearance today. Weatherholt takes her second free throw shot, and it's good. 12-6 is the score now. Lady Vikings up 6. Posey still playing a four-court press. Toothman got the ball across court for the... Ollie Toothman got across court for Tell City. Pass it over to Presley Lloyd. Gets it in over to Coyle. Coyle takes his baseline shot, and she missed it. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt got fouled from behind by Ollie Toothman. And that's Ollie Toothman's second personal foul, 13th foul of the quarter. So, now they got one player with two fouls as well. Eddie Murphy bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Passes to Weatherholt baseline to Ward. Ward passes it back out to Murphy. Murphy just got the ball stolen from her by Presley Lloyd. And then Murphy got the ball back. So good rebound. Steal there by Heath. Trying to make a shot. Got knocked out of bounds. And then it got knocked out of... tried to make a shot, missed it. Then the ball got knocked out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball here with 26.9 seconds left. Seibert inbound the ball. Gets it inbounds to Heath. Goes out top the key to Murphy. Over on the other side to Ward. Ward tries to drive in. Passes it back out to Weatherholt. Tried to pass in the middle there to Heath. North Posey able to recover it. Heath's got the ball, gives it out to Seibert outside the three-point line. Down to 5 seconds left here in the game clock. Seibert tries to go up with it, misses it, rebounded by Ollie Toothman, and that is the end of the first quarter. North Posey leads this game after one quarter of play, 12-6. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here today from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. Start of the second quarter. Tell City's going to get the ball here to start the quarter. They get the possession arrow. Presley Lloyd passes it inbounds to Reese Ford. And Ford just bounced it right off her foot, and it's going to be a turnover by Tell City. North Posey ball. 7:56 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings lead 12-6. Just starting the second quarter, Lewigs handling the ball, hands it off to Murphy. Murphy tried to bounce pass it there in the middle to Ward, and they tell City got it, stole it from him. Lady Markson bringing the ball to court right now. Reese Ford handling the ball right now for Tell City. She gives it to number 32. Taryn Lane just came in the game. Back to Ford. Over to Lily Toothman. Toothman tried throwing the middle to Coyle, and I think they're going to reach in foul on. And that's going to be on Jazz Ward. That's going to be her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Tell City's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. 7:18 left here, second quarter. Get it up top to Coyle. Well, hands it off to Ford back over to lane. Cressy Lloyd handling it. Bounce pass in the middle of the coil. Back out to Tupin. In the middle of the coil. Coil tried to make a bank shot. Rebounded. Missed and rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. Ward drives in lane here. Goes up with it. Lays it up on the glass. It's good. 2 points by Jazz Ward. And that foul's on number 12, Reese Ford. That's her first personal foul, first team foul. Jazz Ward's going to go line for the three-point play. And the game for North Posey is Alyssa Heath and Chloe Kirchhoff, number 30. It's her first appearance. Kirchhoff had a career high the other night, 7 points. Ward takes her first free throw, her free throw shot, and it's good. So she got the three-point play here. 15-6 now is the score. North Posey leads by 9. They stole the ball back and then threw it away again. Tulsa City's got the ball. Lily Toothman gave it over to Reese Ford. Baseline to Taryn Lane. Back to the baseline to Presley Lloyd. In the middle to Ford. Ford banks it up with the glass. No good. Rebounded by Toothman. Lily Toothman. Taryn Lane was able to recover it on the baseline to Coyle. Back out to Lane. Passes it back in the middle to Coyle. Coyle banks it off the glass, and she gets fouled by Jazz Ward. That's going to be Ward's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter from Marposi. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Addison Coyle. So Ward and Bender both have two fouls now. Coyle takes her first free throw shot, and it's no good. Back in the game for North Posey is Kylie Bender for Jazz Ward. Ward's got 7 points today in the game. She's leading the Lady Vikings right now in scoring. Coyle, going to take second free throw shot. It goes up. And it's no good. And we got a lane violation by Tel City, so that shot does not even count. So she missed both free throw shots there. North Posey got the ball here. 6:13 left here, second quarter. Lewis bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Vikings. Lewis bounce passes in the middle there to Heath. Heath passes it back out to Lewis. Lewis is able to recover it. Almost got it stolen. Passes it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt got fouled by number 32, Taryn Lane. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Tell City. So North Posey got inbound the ball on their side of the court. Bounce pass in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes the top of the key to Lewis. Lewis bounced it right off her foot and got it stolen by Reese Ford. Cressy Lloyd got across the 10-second line, gives it over to Reese Ford. Ford to Lily Toothman. Toothman gives it to Taryn Lane. Lane tries to go in the paint there and try to make a shot and got knocked. And it went off her hands and went out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. 5:36 left here, second quarter. The Vikings have a 9-point lead here, 15-6. Lewis handling the ball right now for North Posey. Bounce pass to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. That was a nice shot, but almost made it. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets it back out to Lewis over to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff passes it to Lewis. Lewis gives it to Bender. Bender to Heath. Heath's outside the three-point line at the top of the key. Down to 4:53 left here in the first half. Bounce pass in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it, lays it in. Good. A 2-point basket by L.L. Weatherholt. 17-6 now is your score. North Posey leads by 11. Biggest lead of the game. 4:40 left here, second quarter. Lloyd gives the ball to Lily Toothman. Toothman hands it off to Reese Ford. To Taryn Lane. I'm sorry. Reese Ford's got it now. Too many twos there on the court. Ford got called for traveling. That's what I thought, possibly. So another Tell City turnover there. 4:23 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings up 11, 17-6. Lewis bring the ball to court for Lady Vikings. She gets across the 10-second line. Luke's hands it off to Kirchhoff. Luke's able to recover it back. Kirchhoff almost lost it. He takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 20-6 now is the score. Lady Vikings up 14. And we got a layup there by Reese Ford. Two-point basket by Reese Ford. 22-8 is the score now. Lady Vikings up 12. Lewis hands it off to Heath. Heath gives it to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Nice fight in there by Weatherholt. Weatherholt got it back out to Lewis. Lewis takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender lost it when she was trying to go up with it. Recovered by Presley Lloyd. Lloyd bringing the ball to court for Tell City. Lloyd gives it over to Taryn Lane. Back out to Lloyd. Over in the baseline to Toothman. Toothman takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender bringing the ball up the court for Lady Vikings. Gets across the 10-second line. Passes it to Lewis. Three-point basket by Heath. And it's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. He's got 10 points now in the game. 25-8 is the score now. I don't really got 23-8 on the scoreboard, but it's 25-8. Up court to Heath. Heath lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. Now it's 25-8. Sorry about that. 23. Stolen back by Norposi again, and Norposi threw it away. It's going to be Tell City ball. Substitution in the game for Tell City, for Norposi. Addie Murphy and Caitlin Seibert back in the game for Chloe Kirchhoff and Kylie Bender. Tell City got some more substitution coming in. Kendall Lane came in the game now, and number 42, Kylie Embry. It over to Presley Lloyd or on a baseline. Kendall Lane takes a three-point shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tries to go up with it again. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. 2 minutes left here in the first half. In the middle of the Heath. Heath lays it on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 27-8 is the score now. 1 minute, 50 seconds left here in the first half. Lady Vikings up 19. Taryn Lane handling the ball, gives it to Presley Lloyd. Lloyd tried driving the baseline there and lost control of it, and I think she was just fouled. I think it's on Murphy. That was on Eddie Murphy. It's her first personal foul. 13 foul in the quarter for Norposi. In the game for Norposi now is number 2, Izzy Hallam. So Norposi kind of clearing their bench out, playing some getting some players, get some varsity experience here today. Throw it up top to Reese Ford. Ford gets the ball to number 34, Kendall Lane. Over Ford, back to Lane. Lane takes a three-point shot. Air ball, rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy throws it up court to Heath. Murphy takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Addie Murphy. 30-8 now is the score. And we got a timeout here. Not sure if it's a 4 or a 30. It's going to be a full timeout by Tell City. 107 left here. First 107 left here. Second quarter. Norposi leads 30-8. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland pretty live action today between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. 1 minute, 7 seconds left to your second quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 30-8. Tell City's going to get the ball. They got to go full length of the court. North Posey's in a full court press right now. Tell City bringing the ball up the court across the 10-second line. Get across in time. Kendall Lane gives it to number 50, Hadley Rayburn, just came in the game. Over to Presley Lloyd. Lloyd tried to bounce pass it to Ford and got it stolen by Murphy. Murphy goes up with it, missed the basket, rebounded by Reese Ford. 39 seconds left here, first half. Presley Lloyd throws it up court to Rayburn. Rayburn takes a 3-point shot off the rim, bounce, no good, rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Down to 25 seconds left here in the first half. Luke's holding the ball right now. Probably for last shot. Down to 17 seconds now. Down to 10. In the middle to Heath. Back out to Luke. Luke takes the 3-point shot. Up. It's good. That's like a bullet. And that is the end of the first half. After one half of play, North Posey leads this game by the score of 33-8 over Tell City. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the first half totals. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today between the North Posey Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. We are at the halftime break here. North Posey leads this game by the score of 33-8. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon. I thought this game would be a lot closer than what it is, but North Posey is on fire right now. They started off a little, they jumped out to a 10-1 lead until City answered back with the next 6 points. Then from that point on, North Posey has been on a 23-2 run from that point, and they've outscored Tell City 23-2. From that point to the end of the first half. So they've played very well so far here. North Posey won the first quarter 12-6. They outscored Tell City 21-2 in the second quarter to have a 33-8 lead here at the halftime break. So looking good right now. Lady Vikings are. This is good. Looking very well right now. And on top of that, one of their key players is out right now. And hopefully she might be back next week, hopefully. That's Ellie Jo Johnson. And she's a key player on this team that the Lady Vikings do need for her expertise ball handling. So hopefully she gets back next week. So if not next week, by the sectionals, hopefully. So we'll see what happens. Individual scoring wise in the first half, for Tell City, they had two players score part of those 8 points. Reese Ford has six of the 8 points for Tell City. And Emerson Hosley has 2 points. And that's the scoring in the first half for Tell City. For North Posey, leading them in scoring right now with a game high right now at 14 points is Alyssa Heath. She has 2 3-point baskets and 4 2-point baskets for 14 points in the first half. Jasmine Ward has 7 points. Then we got Mallory Lewis with 5 points. Ella Weatherholt with 4 points, and Addie Murphy with 3 points, and that's the scoring here in the first half. Free throw wise, North Posey's 3-for-3 from the free throw line, while Tell City is 1-for-5 from the free throw line. So that's a little bit about both teams so far. As for fouls, North Posey has 6 to Tell City's 5 in the first half. Tomorrow is the announcement of the IHSA sectional pairings for the host state of Indiana. Those will be announced on IHSATV.org tomorrow around 4 o'clock. That show will last about 2 hours. And if you want to go online and see who North Posey or any other local teams around the area get paired up against in this 50th state tournament coming up. So looking forward to that. North Posey's going to be playing in the Class 2A Sectional 48, which is going to be played at Forest Park High School in Ferdinand. North Posey's going to have the other teams besides North Posey in that sectional will be Evansville Modern Day, Forest Park, Perry Central, Tell City, who we're playing today, South Spencer, and Pike Central. So those are the teams that are going to be in the Class 2A Sectional 48 with North Posey at Forest Park. So North Posey's is playing Tell City today. They will play South Spencer on Tuesday. We'll see how that team is. Then we'll see who we get paired against tomorrow in the tournament. So, other games going on today in the PAC. We got one final right now. Heritage Hills beat Pike Central 35-13. I got two of them. I got Princeton defeated Tecumseh 73-51. So those are the two other games going on in the PAC that have final scores right now. So Heritage Hills 35-13 over Pike Central, 73-51 Princeton over Tecumseh. So we're about a minute away from the start of the second half. And we'll be bringing that. We might as well just stay here. So we got a little less than a minute left so far. But in the PAC standings right now, leading the way right now, both these teams are 10-0 right now, is Washington and Gibson Southern. Both of them are 10-0. Washington's got a 19-2 record, while Gibson Southern has a 16-5 record. Washington's won 16 straight games. Gibson Southern's won 6 straight games. Southridge is in third place at 11-8. They've lost 3 in a row right now. North Posey's in fourth place at 6-3 with 13-6 record. They've won 2 in a row. Then we've got Tell City. They are at ninth place right now with a 10-9 record and 4-6 in the PAC. So that's a little bit of what the standings look like. But Washington and Gibson Southern right now, I hope they play each other. Yeah, they do play each other this Tuesday night. It's going to be at Washington. That'll be a barn burner there between those two schools. So that'll be the Pac Athletic Conference Championship on Tuesday night for those two teams. So Henry, come back on the court here. North Posey, both teams are walking back on the court for the third quarter, and we're about to take off here. I believe North Posey's going to get the ball to start the third quarter, and they will. Yep. So Kylie Bender's inbound the ball to Lewix. North Posey's got the ball right now at midcourt. Passes over to Weatherholt, back to Lewix. Lewix bounce passes to Weatherholt. Back to Lewix. The baseline to Bender. Bender bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Back out to hit Weatherholt. Three-point basket by Heath. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Boyle. Boyle gives the ball to Ollie Toothman. Toothman gets across the 10-second line. Goes and pass the baseline to Presley Lloyd. Out to Holsley. Over to Ford. Ford's got the ball right now outside the three-point line. Ford passes it to Presley Lloyd outside the three-point line on the baseline area. Out to Toothman in the middle to Coyle. Coyle goes up with it, tries to bank it off. Rebound it by Ford, and Ford made the two-point basket. Reese Ford's got 8 points now in the game. 33-10 is the score now. Lady Vikings up by 23. Lewix takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Coyle. Ford bringing the ball up the court for Tell City. Coyle throws the baseline. Toothman takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, and it goes in. Wow. Three-point basket by Ollie Toothman. 33-13. Tell City's leading 5-0 here in the third quarter right now, but still trail by 20. Bender got the ball on the baseline, throws across court to Weatherholt. Out to Ward on the other baseline, back out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt lost control of it. Got the ball to Lewix. Lewix handling the ball right now for Lady Vikings. Out fast to Bender on the right side of the court. On the baseline to Heath. Heath. Pass it back out to Lewix. Lewix back to Heath. In the middle to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Gets it blocked by Coyle. Tell City's got the ball. Holsley's bringing the ball to court for Tell City. Gives it over to Coyle. In the middle to Ford. And Heath knocked it out of bounds. Going to be Tell City ball. 5:32 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings have not scored yet here in this third quarter, but still lead by 20 points at 33-13. Now it should have been 5 seconds. Toothman goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Ward. Ord gives the ball to Lugs. Lugs looks up court, gives it to Bender. Ord to Ward. Baseline to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back out to Heath in the middle to Lugs. Lugs takes a jump shot. It's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lugs. 35-13 is the score. The Vikings back up 22, 5:06 left here, third quarter. Presley Lloyd bringing the ball to court, gives it across 10-second line to Reese Ford. Over on the baseline to Coyle. And Coyle got fouled by Ward, I believe. Yep. That's on Jazz Ward. That's her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter from Raposi. So Chelsea's going to inbound the ball. Get it inbounds to Ollie Toothman. Toothman gets the ball out. Top of the key to Presley Lloyd. Back over to Reese Ford. Back to Ford now. Ford takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Reese Ford, three-point basket. She's got 11 now. 35-16 is the score now. Ford's got almost all their points for Tell City. Lugs. Door to Heath. Heath almost lost there. In the middle to Weatherholt. And Weatherholt just got fouled. That foul's on Addison Coyle. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of quarter for Tell City. Eddie Murphy's in the game now for Jazz Ward. Bender gets an inbounds to Weatherholt. Weatherholt tries to make the shot, missed it. And we got a possession arrow change, and it's going to go to Tell City this time. So 4 minutes, 15 seconds left here, third quarter. North Posey has a 19-point lead at 35-16. Tell City gets the ball inbounds. Holsley got the ball. Gets it over to Presley Lloyd. Lloyd gets across 10-second line. Lloyd tried to make a pass stolen by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to court to Bender. Bender glazes up and gets it knocked out of her hands, and it's going to be North Posey ball. 3:59 left here, third quarter. Bender's going to inbound the ball for Lady Vikings. Gets an inbounds to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Heath gets it knocked out of her hands, but they didn't call a foul. And Tell City's got the ball now. I think she got fouled on that one. Reese Ford's got the ball, gets in middle there to Toothman. Toothman tries to lay it above the glass, no good. Rebound it by Bender. Bender looks up court, gives it to Lugs. Lugs going down the lane there, and Lugs got fouled by I'm not sure who. And that was on Emerson Holsley. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Tell City. Bender's got the ball. Goes outside to Murphy over on the right side to Lewis. Back over to Heath. Murphy takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ollie Toothman. Toothman bringing the ball to court for Tell City. Lost control of it. Three-point basket by Ford. Missed it. Rebounded by Holsley. Toothman gives the ball over to Holsley. Holsley takes one dribble, hands it off to Ford. Gives it over to Presley Lloyd for a shot. No good. Rebounded by Toothman. And Toothman went back up with it, and she just got fouled by Kylie Bender. That's going to be Bender's third personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Raposi. Going live for two free throw shots will be Ollie Toothman. Toothman has 3 points in the game. Toothman takes her first free throw shot. It's good. She has 4 points in the game now, 35-17. So Chloe Kirkhoff and Jazz Warder are in the game now for Kylie Bender and Alyssa Heath. And Toothman made her second free throw shot. So she's got 5 points in the game now, 35-18 is the score. Tell City winning this third quarter right now. Murphy throws it over to Lewis. Lewis bounce pass to Weatherholt. Back top the key to Kirkhoff. Over to Murphy. Gives in the middle to Lewis. Back over to Kirkhoff on the other baseline to Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws across court to Lewis. Back out to Ward, over to Murphy. Down 2:22 left here, third quarter. Posey trying to get in the middle there. They get in the middle to Weatherholt, back out. Kirkhoff takes a three-point shot. No good. A little short. Rebounded by Tell City. They get it over to Ford. Ford takes a three-point shot. Rebounded by Coyle. And it's going to be Tell City ball. 1 minute, 58 seconds left here in third quarter. Tell City gets the ball here on their side of the court. Bounce pass into Toothman. And we got a foul here, I believe. That's going to be on Chloe Kirkhoff. That's her first personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter for Narposi. Back in the game for Narposi is Alyssa Heath for Chloe Kirkhoff. Toothman went up for it, and she got a look like a clean block by Heath, and they called Heath for the foul. So that's going to be Heath's first personal foul and 14th foul of the quarter. So going in the line for two free throw shots will be Ollie Toothman. Toothman getting ready to take her first free throw shot. It goes up, and it's no good. Tell City was 1-for-5 from the free throw line in the first half. Toothman takes her second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's good. So she goes 1-for-2 there at the line in that position. 35-19 is the score. Lady Vikings went kind of cold lately. And after scoring 21 points in the second quarter, they came out of the halftime break a little cold. Weatherholt goes up with it, rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 37-19 now. Narposi leads by 18 here. Minute 25 left, third quarter. Mostly gets in the middle there to Ford. Ford goes up with it. Rolls out. Wow, rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt brings the ball to the court for Narposi. Pass it over to Murphy. To Lewigs. Lewigs still dribbling the ball off right now for the Lady Vikings. Bounce pass to Murphy. And Murphy just got fouled. Ooh, that's going to be on Presley Lloyd. That's on Presley Lloyd. That's her second personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter for Tell City. So Narposi inbound the ball. Lewis handling the ball. Under a minute left here, third quarter. Lewis tried to bounce pass it into Ford, and Ward just got called for her fourth foul. That's Ward's fourth foul here with 51.4 seconds left here in third quarter. Narposi up 18. That was not a good foul there. Reese Ford's at the line now for Tell City. Ford has 11 points in the game, and she has 12 now. 37-20 now is the score. Izzy Hallam's in the game now for Narposi for Jazz Ward. Ford takes her second free throw shot, and it's good. Ward has 13 points in the game, 39-21. And Narposi decided to call timeout. Lugs is having trouble getting across the 10-second line, so Coach Cole called a full timeout here. 44.1 seconds left, third quarter. Narposi leads 37-21. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action today between the Narposi Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. 44.1 seconds left here, third quarter. Narposi leads 37-21 over Tell City. where Posey will have the ball when we come back into play here. Lady Vikings led by as much as 25 points in this game. And now they're leading by 18 right now. So or 16, I'm sorry, 16. So they've Tell City's played a good third quarter. They got back into it a little bit. In the middle there to Hallam. Hallam banks off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Izzy Hallam. 41-21 now. North Posey's up 20. Or actually 39. 39-21. I don't know why that was scored. 39-21. That foul was on Izzy Hallam there. She had a reaching call there on her. So that's her first personal foul. 15 foul of the quarter for North Posey. Ollie Toothman's at the line now. 17.5 seconds left. Toothman makes her first free throw shot, and it's no good. 39-21. North Posey leads by 18. Toothman takes her second free throw shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Heath. 13 seconds left here. Quarter. Lewis. And Coach Colton calls another full timeout here with 6.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. 6.3 seconds left, third quarter, 39-21, North Posey leads this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine. Because your car deserves more than clean, it deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. 6.3 seconds left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings have an 18-point lead at 39-21. North Posey looking a little sluggish here in third quarter, but they still maintaining a big lead. They get it inbounds. Weatherholt gives the door to Murphy. Cross court to, oh, and Hallam just lost the ball, and Tell City just held it, and that's the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, North Posey leads 39-21 over Tell City. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live action here today from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Tell City Lady Marksmen. Start of the fourth quarter coming up. North Posey's going to get the ball when we come back into play here. 39-21, North Posey lead by 18 points here. Looking to get their 14th win of the year, hopefully, you know, and cruising our way. And we've got two games left here after today's game. Got the final home game against South Spencer, then the finale at Forest Park. Murphy just threw the ball in traffic and Tell City was able to recover it. Lloyd handling the ball right now. And Lloyd just got called for double dribble. Good defensive move there by Murphy and Weatherhold. Way to put pressure on Presley Lloyd there to commit the turnover. So Lady Vikings got the ball. Pass it over to Heath. Or to Bender. Bender bounce pass middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Banks it off. Good. Two-point basket by L.O. Weatherholt. 41-21 now. North Posey's up 20. 7-12 left here in the game. Lloyd bringing the ball to court for Tell City. It's over to Holsley. Holsley still not across 10-second line. Just got across 10-second line to Ollie Toothman. Toothman still dribbling the ball for Tell City. Passes it to Lloyd. Lloyd on the baseline to Holsley. Holsley tried to make a three-point shot, missed it. Jump shot there by Ollie Toothman. It's good. Two-point basket by Ollie Toothman. 41-23 now is the score. The Vikings up 18 right now. Middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back out to Bender. Bender takes three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Tell City's Holsley. Holsley gets the ball to Lloyd. Lloyd trying to bring it up to court. Passes it back out to Ollie Toothman. Over to Holsley, who takes the three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Murphy. Addie Murphy bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. It's across 10-second line to Lewigs. Or in a baseline to Bender. Back over to Lewigs. Lewigs is going to take a three-point shot inside now, too. It's ball in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt lost it. Was able to recover it and got it stolen from her, and we got a timeout by North Posey. A 30-second timeout by North Posey. Coach Cole tried to save him from committing another turnover there, and instead he called a timeout, and North Posey gets going to have the ball and come back in the play here. So 5 minutes, 54 seconds left here in this game. North Posey leads 41-23 over Tell City. North Posey looking to get their 14th win of the season to make them 14-6 on the year. Most wins they've had in quite a few years here with this program. So very, very good season by this Lady Viking team. Very impressed with this group. Lissa Heath had 14 points in the first half and has not had a point yet here in the second half. So Murphy takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Addie Murphy. 44-23 is the score now. The Vikings up 21. Ford gets the ball out to Lloyd. Lloyd takes a three-point shot. It's good. That's a two. Two-point basket by Presley Lloyd. 44-25. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left in this matchup. Murphy throws it over to Bender, top of the key to Heath. He throws in the baseline to Lewis, and Lewis got it stolen from her by Ollie Toothman. Toothman ran the ball to court for Tell City. Throws it over to Lily Toothman. Lewis just stole the ball from Lily Toothman. Lewis ran the ball to court on fast break, gives it over to Heath. Heath goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Coil, and we got a possession arrow here, and possession arrow is going to go to Tell City this time. So 4 minutes, 53 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Lady Vikings have a 19-point lead at 44-25. Lloyd and gets the ball inbounds to Ollie Toothman. Toothman gets it over to Coil in the middle to Ford, and Ford gets fouled before she takes a shot. That foul's on number 14, Addie Murphy. That's her second personal foul. That's the first team foul of the quarter. So Ford takes a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Lewigs. Lewigs gets the ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up, looks up court to Murphy. In the middle to Heath. Heath goes a bank shot. Rolls out. No good. rebounded by Murphy. Lewis takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 47-25. The Vikings up 22 now. 4:19 left here in the game. Steal by Murphy. Tell City is able to recover it back. Reese Ford gets it up court to Tupin. And it goes out of bounds off of Tell City. Marposi ball. 4:06 left here in this matchup. Marposi leads by 22, 47-25. Kendall Lane's in the game now for Tell City, number 34. Lewis gets the ball over to Bender. Bender tries the lane here. Tried to pass it to Murphy, but got it stolen by L.A. Toothman. Toothman bringing the ball up the court for Tell City. He's on the baseline to Kendall Lane. Lane missed it. Rebounded by Lloyd. And it's going to be off the hands of Lloyd. It's going to be more posy ball. Karen Lane's in the game now for Tell City for Presley Lloyd. Lewis bringing the ball to the court for Norposi. Down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the game. Door to Bender. There goes over in the middle to Weatherholt. Back out to Bender. Baseline to Lewis. Lewis takes a few dribbles here. Bounce in the middle. Weatherholt. And Weatherholt just got fouled in the middle there. And that foul is on number 30, Lily Toothman. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Tell City. Kylie Bender gets the ball inbounds to Murphy. Murphy takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Embry. Re looks up court, gets to Taryn Lane. In the middle to Kendall Lane, and it goes out of bounds. Mark Posey making a big substitution. They're going to bring in all the starters are coming out. Looks like it's going to be it. So Izzy Hallam, Kelly Kirkhoff, Eddie Debler, Caitlin Seibert, and Emmalyn Raber are all in the game now. And Toothman just drove him lane there and got fouled. That foul is on Addie Debler. That's her first personal foul. Ollie Toothman takes her first free throw shot, and it's good. Score now is 47-26. 2 minutes, 52 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Toothman takes her second free throw shot. It's also good. So she goes 2 for 2 at the line. 47-27 is the score. Eddie Vikings up 20. Caitlin Seibert passes the ball inbounds to Izzy Hallam. Hallam goes over to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff bounce pass in the middle to Addie Doubler, and she got it stolen from her. Or 50 Rayburn tried to make a three-point shot, airballed it, rebounded by Caitlin Seibert. Two and a half minutes left here in the game. And we got a timeout here. A 30-second timeout by Norposi. So Coach Cole wanted to have a talk with his players in the game right now, what's going on and stuff. So, So all starters are out of the game now. And I think he's going to bring Jazz Ward back in the game. Does look like, I don't know. Well, I guess not. So it looked like he was going to there for a second. And we're about to come back and play here. So we got 2 minutes and 27 seconds left here in this game. Marposi leads 47-27. Got a big lead. Jazz Ward did come back in the game for Addie Devler. Jazz, so Ward's back in the game now. Kirkhoff handling the ball right now. Takes a dribble, gives it to Seibert. Seibert almost lost it. Gets in the middle to Rayburn. Rayburn missed it, rebounded by 42, which is Kylie Embry. Sort of Lily Toothman's got the ball now, number 30. Down under 2 minutes left here in this game. Order. Rayburn takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Taryn Lane and rebounded by Rayburn. Rebounded. Ward was able to recover it. Ward goes up with it. Lays it on the glass. No good. And rebounded by Caitlin Seibert. Seibert gets a two-point basket. 49-27. Toothman takes his three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Embry. Embry goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Raver. And we got a possession arrow. And the alternating possession arrow is going to go to Marposi. 1 minute, 17 seconds left here in the game clock. Izzy Holland bringing the ball to court for Marposi. Holland is able to recover it. And it went out of bounds. It's going to be Tell City ball. 1 minute, 5 seconds left here in the game clock. Tell City bringing the ball to court. Lee Toothman gives it to Rayburn. Rayburn almost lost it there. And Kirkhoff stole it. Looks up court to Ward. Ward gives it to Seibert. Seibert banks it up the glass. No good. Rebounded by Rayburn for Tell City. Tell gives it up to Toothman. Down to 35 seconds left. Toothman tries to make a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward handling the ball right now for Narposi. Down to 26 seconds left here in the game. And Ward just got called for double dribble. So she tried to pass the ball before she quit dribbling, so not good there. So Tell City's got the ball here with 20 seconds left in this matchup. They tried to pass it in the middle to Embry, and it went out of bounds. Marposi ball here with 16.5 seconds left. Lady Vikings have a 22-point lead at 49-27. Izzy Hallam bringing the ball to court, just walking up the court. Looked like Marposi is going to run the clock out. This is the Kirkhoff. Down to 2-1. And that is your game. Final score, Narposi wins 49-27 over Tell City. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you today's scoring totals for this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Final score, North Posey wins 49-27 over Tell City Lady Marksman. North Posey improves their season record to 14 wins and 6 losses on the year. Tell City's season record falls to 10 wins and 10 losses. North Posey started off this game early with a 10-1 lead. Tell City rattled off the next 6 points, and then North Posey went on a 23-2 run to close out the first half and led 33-8 at the break. Third quarter came out. Tell City made a little bit of a run. They outscored North Posey 13-6 to cut that deficit down to 39-21 after three quarters of play. North Posey won the fourth quarter 10-6 and walked away here with the W and a 49-27 win over to Tell City. So congratulations to the Lady Vikings. Get their 14th win of the year. Still got 2 games left on the schedule. They got South Spencer at home here on Tuesday night. Then they play Thursday night against at Forest Park. So there's still 2 games left on the schedules and to prep for the upcoming sectionals. And both those teams are 2 teams that will be in the North Posey sectional. At the Forest Park sectional on sectional 48. So Pairings come out tomorrow around 4 o'clock, so if you're looking forward to seeing what the pairings are, they will be live on IHSATV.org around 4 o'clock Central Time. They'll last about 2 hours. So if you want to see who all the local teams around the area are going to get paired up against. But individual scoring-wise today in this game, leading the way for North Posey with a game-high 14 points with Alyssa Heath. She scored all 14 of her points in the first half. Mallory Lewick scored 10 points. Ella Weatherholt with 8 points. Jazz Ward with 7 points. Addie Murphy with 6 points. Then we had Caitlin Seiber with 2 points. Izzy Howland with 2 points. And that was the scoring for North Posey today. For Tell City, they had 4 players score. Reese Ford led the Lady Marksman with 13 points in the game. Ollie Toothman scored 10 points. All 10 of her points were in the second half. Emerson Holsley, she scored 2 points. And Presley Lloyd scored 2 points. And that was the scoring for Tell City. So that's a wrap-up for today's game. North Posey wins by the final score, 49-27. They defeat the Tell City Lady Marksmen and improve to 14 wins and 6 losses on the season. North Posey will be back on the court again this Tuesday night when they play at home, their final home game of the season against South Spencer. We'll be bringing that game to you live. The game tips off at 7 o'clock, and we'll start up around 6:50. Until then, have a great evening, and we'll see you back again on Tuesday night.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.